Welcome to the Avalanche Basin podcast series. The Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a treasure trove of sights, sounds, and smells. The sculpting work of ice and water and the basin's wet climate have, over thousands of years, created a biologically rich environment that is unique within the park. To truly tell the rich story of life in the Avalanche Basin and to understand its complexities, the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center partnered with graduate students from the University of Montana to create podcasts on various aspects of the basin. From geology to wildlife, each podcast has a different focus, but all give insight to the feelings this special place evokes. Listen to each segment in our series to learn, explore, and experience what makes this area such an extraordinary place.
The ancient cedars of Avalanche Basin loom over me, and a lush understory speckled with ferns, trillium, and vivid mosses. A fragrant breeze rustles and carries the scent of cedar, cold streams, and ancient places. As I stand in this place, I try to think back in time, erasing with my mind the built environment. The raised platforms, benches, pavement. I know this grove of trees has known the presence of humans since long, long before my footsteps fell here. Humans moved through the dramatic landscape of Avalanche Basin for more than 10,000 years before the creation of Glacier National Park. For the Kootenai, this place is storied with the history of their people. The Kootenai name for Avalanche Creek describes it as the place where the avalanche brings you back to. Looking up into the steeply cut glacial canyons suggests why this is so. In winter, covered in a thick blanket of snow, this path is a steep and snowy chute. Now replete with the comforting warmth of summer, these mountain walls would in winter cast a menacing shadow over any traveler. The Kootenai people tell a story about an early spring when the snow was so deep that hardly any timber was visible on the trail to Avalanche Lake. A man named Paul David was passing through Avalanche Basin as part of a Kootenai party traveling toward Piegan Blackfeet Land to the east at the request of the Indian agent. One morning, a hunting party set out from the camp at McDonald Creek to hunt mountain goats. Despite the heavy snow and cold, Paul and his party moved up the steep incline of Avalanche Creek toward Avalanche Lake. Paul felt how dangerous the place was and cautioned the party that it wasn't worthwhile to move forward. It was then that they saw three goats on the cliffs before them. As an older Indian man went after the goats, they suddenly heard a sharp noise and saw a wave of snow advancing toward them. Everyone scrambled to take refuge in the few trees standing at the edge of the snowfield. But after the avalanche swept safely past, they managed to hunt down the goats and returned to camp. The next day, the party resumed their journey east on snowshoes, when once again, the snow began to give way beneath them. This avalanche swept everyone in different directions, and Paul felt his rifle pulled away from him. After tumbling for a while, Paul realized he had stopped moving and dug himself out of the snow. He found that his wife and the rest of the Kootenai were scattered about. Some were buried in the snow just a little, some completely. So Paul dug his wife out as everyone helped free those people who were stuck. Luckily, no one was hurt, and Paul soon found his gun. As they were deciding what to do next, one of the Kootenai said, "We went through this pass once before, and we encountered a blizzard in which one of our people was frozen to death." Some people, dismayed at this statement and hearing loud noises from the peaks to the south and north of them, turned to head back to the previous camp with this man. Paul and his wife went with the remaining party through the dangerous avalanche region, on toward St. Mary Lake and the Piegan lands to the northeast. It is summer now, and Avalanche Lake is an azure mirror for rocky peaks, timber, waterfalls, and the clear blue sky. The snow has receded, and the berries are close to ripe. Paul David and his party are long gone. Thinking of the Kootenai, I recognize that I am a visitor in a place that has been home to humans for thousands of years. Though I might pass through, the Kootenai remain connected to this land. The memories and traditional knowledge of earlier generations are remembered to this day, preserved in stories that change and grow with time, enduring like the cedars.
Funding for this project was provided by the Glacier National Park Fund.